Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it is, man, I tell you, it is great to be back. If you hear it in my voice, I have lost my voice actually almost for like a couple of weeks. I was sick. I had like this nasal congestion going on, this cold moved into my chest with this hacking cough, and then laryngitis set in. It was crazy. But finally, I am back. This is Renee Lowe. You are listening to The Queen's Lair. Hopefully you can hear through the ending of this laryngitis and I can get through this because I have to get back to my podcast. It's something that I do weekly and I haven't been able to do for the past couple of weeks. So I've kind of been itching to get back in the game. And I figured what better day to do it than Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there, not just the daddies or the dads, but the fathers who are out there, you know, just taking care of their families and doing all the things that fathers are supposed to do. And a very happy Father's Day to my dad, who is a real trooper. He definitely has been through a whole lot the past couple of years in regards to his health, but he's here and he is, you know, he's home. And, you know, my mom and my dad are, they've been together probably, oh my goodness, they've definitely been together over 50 years. And so it's so cool to know that my parents are still here and I can still pick up the phone and call them and talk to them and that sort of thing. So I definitely have, you know, great memories and things like that with me and my dad from when I was younger and, you know, coming up. So I definitely will be talking to my dad today. I will not be seeing my dad today, but I will be able to talk to him today. So happy Father's Day, Daddy. Okay, so let's move into the topic of conversation for this week. And it is called Scared Money, Don't Make Money. This is season 7, episode 7. And incidentally, we are one episode away from the ending of season 7. Can you believe it? We've been doing this 7 seasons. That's so crazy to me. I can't believe that my podcast has really grown so much. And, you know, I don't say the readership, but the listenership, if that's even a word, has really grown. And I just thank everyone for tuning into the podcast. So many people, you know, they say, oh, I listened to your podcast the other day. So I really appreciate that so much. So this title, for those that are taking your notes, it's Scared Money, Don't Make Money, Season 7, Episode 7. Okay. The 3 things that we're going to cover in today's podcast are, these are your key questions that you have to ask yourself when becoming an entrepreneur. And the reason why I titled it Scared Money, Don't Make Money is because you cannot be a person that doesn't like to take risk if you want to be an entrepreneur. It's impossible. Entrepreneurship goes hand in hand with taking risk. One of the first things, and I have 3 points, but the first one is, are you ready to not have a steady paycheck? I'm going to say that again. Are you ready to not have a steady paycheck? You have to be able to take the risk and know that you're not going to have a steady paycheck becoming an entrepreneur. And I'm not talking about the entrepreneurs that you have your own business on the side and you're still working full time. I'm talking about the 100% no safety net entrepreneur. You don't have any other money coming in from anywhere. You are strictly living off of your business. Okay, this is not to put down any other entrepreneurs, worktopreneurs, or whatever words that we use for folks who still have a 9-to-5. We're not putting that down. I worked a 9-to-5 alongside with my side hustle business for quite some time, okay, before I was able to let go of that 9-to-5 world. Okay, so the first thing, are you ready to not have a steady paycheck? You really got to consider that. Some people really have to have that weekly paycheck or that biweekly paycheck. They want to see that, you know, that that money in their account every Friday. They just have to, because they've gotten so used to that life. You have to unlearn that type of comfort, because being an entrepreneur is most likely going to mean that you have different streams of income. And those different streams of income come into you at all different times of the month. So you have to really get used to not having the traditional paycheck. The second thing is, are you ready to invest your personal money? And this lends directly to the title, Scared Money Don't Make Money. If you are not ready to sacrifice your personal money, your personal capital, you're not ready to be an entrepreneur. You're not ready to take the risk. You cannot complain every step of the way, oh, I got to put more money to this. Oh, I got to spend more money for this. Oh, that's the life of an entrepreneur. If you're not ready to do that, step away from that life. Stick with the 9-to-5 job until you are ready to be able to do that. Because what's going to happen is you're going to be working with other entrepreneurs. You're going to be doing business with other entrepreneurs. You're going to be investing with other entrepreneurs, and then you get cold feet. Everybody else is ready to dive in, and then you're not ready. And it makes for an extremely uncomfortable and, honestly, to be very honest, an irritating situation when one person is always scared to take a chance. Entrepreneurs are notorious for being loners and hermits, if you want to put it that way, because there's not a lot of people that we can trust with our personal thoughts, feelings, capital, whatever it is. You have to really step out and really find like-minded individuals to be able to really have a trusting circle. It's very hard to find, because I would say this, it's very hard to be the lone entrepreneur in a group of friends that all work 9-to-5. It's very tough, because a lot of those folks are not going to get it, because they feel like, well, why would you suffer? Why would you be worried about a paycheck? Why would you be worried about this? That doesn't make any sense. Just go get a job. Can't you get a job? Weren't you just working in corporate America? Even if they don't physically say those words to you, trust me, they're thinking it, you know. And if you're really close enough that they feel like they can say it to your face, some people will say it to your face. It's been said to me. And I'm saying to myself, but I do have a job. I work just as hard or even harder, because we all know anyone who's 100% entrepreneur, where that is what you do, you don't have any other job to fall back on. You know that you work way more, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week. That's the norm, because it's very hard to shut off, you know, the business when it's your own. So that's your second thing. Are you ready to invest your personal money? The third and final point is, are you ready to sacrifice your personal time, family, and possible relationships? Yes. Relationships. If your significant other does not understand what it is that you're doing, you almost have to prepare them for what it is that you're about to do, the venture that you're about to step into, the new avenue that you're about to walk down. You need to really prepare your significant other for that. Because a lot of times they're not going to get it. So if your spouse, significant other, whatever it is not in the business with you, you need to prepare them because they can feel abandoned. They can feel slighted. They can feel like, well, they're just doing this business and ignoring me, because it takes time, dedication, your personal time, family time. No, you're not going to make every family event. You're going to miss some birthdays. You're going to miss some family trips. You're going to miss friend gatherings. And I will tell you right now, it's hurtful to family. It's hurtful to your friends. It's hurtful to your significant other that you're missing these things, especially if you're in the event business where a lot of what you do is on the weekends and that sort of thing. You are going to miss a lot of birthdays. You're going to miss, so you have to kind of weigh, you got to be good or learn to be good at weighing the pros and cons of, do I miss this birthday? Because there's going to be many more birthdays. Am I going to miss this graduation? For me personally, graduations happen once in a blue moon, so you probably don't want to miss graduations. But I'm sure there are major, major CEOs out there and entrepreneurs where they've even missed graduations. And I don't suggest that. That's probably something that I definitely would not want to miss, is something like a graduation or someone's wedding. But sometimes it does happen because duty calls, you know. And depending on the type of team that you have, how big your team is, and, you know, if you can basically clone yourself, you know, have someone that you really trust to leave things in their hands so you can go, you know, be with your family. If you don't have that trust, that's why I said your trust circle needs to be real tight, because you're going to need to have someone who can hold the reins for you when you really need them to, or else business will really come to a halt. Now, I don't have other business partners in my business, but I do have a great assistant. I do have a phenomenal intern, and they definitely held down the fort with the smaller things while I was, like, not feeling well and sick in the past couple of weeks. And that was amazing. That let me know that my crew is pretty strong, you know, and there were still a lot of things that I could take care of through email where it didn't require me to talk on the phone and, you know, not have a voice to be able to speak. So let's review those three things again. Are you ready to not have a steady paycheck? Are you ready to invest your personal money? Are you ready to sacrifice your personal time, your family time, and those possible relationships? You have to know how to have that balance, because if you're scared to go into this entrepreneurial world, don't do it until you're ready. Do not do it until you are ready, because ultimately it's going to break you down. Even your mental health will sometimes be at stake. You have to be in a very good place. You got to be in a very great place to be able to take the leap of faith and do this entrepreneur thing. You really need to be in a good space. So again, this is episode 7, season 7, Scared Money, Don't Make Money. My name is Renee Lowe. You've been listening to The Queen's Lair. Find me on the web at Onyx Queen Media. And the website is www.onyxqueenmedia.com. For all of the folks who are celebrating Father's Day with your fathers, your grandfathers, your uncles, or any man that has been in your life, that has been influential, and who has just been amazing, and you want to celebrate them this Father's Day, please do so. And enjoy yourself. Happy Father's Day, you guys. We'll talk soon.